in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear me?
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is James Martinez with the Cash Flow Show. John Statmiller is currently out of commission and driving across the country right now to hopefully meet me tomorrow in Arizona. So he's probably tootling along right there, going along, waiting to see if I'm getting on the air on time or not. I don't think he knows, but I told him I would be here on time. So it's me with you guys today. I just want to say hello to and let everybody know that we have listeners in Brazil, Australia, London, Iran, Canada, all over the U.S. now. Apparently, all of you hate the credit card companies, wherever you are. It doesn't matter if you're in the U.S. or not. But all of you are emailing me and telling me about your experiences and so forth. So I thank you for that. Brazil, hello. How are you? I know some of you are surprised that people in Brazil would be listening, but it's true. Back east, I want to give a shout out to Diane. I want to give a shout out to Diane down in South America and people in London, former colleagues. And I want to give a shout out to my insiders at the Bank of Warburg, World Bank, and IMF, who I've known for a long time because they're actually relatives of mine that work in those establishments. Not for very much longer, I might add. Much of my history and learning has been from distant relatives that I have, actually, because one of them used to work in World Bank and his wife used to work at IMF, and I had the pleasure of getting the tours of those hideous, absolutely hideous establishments back there in Washington, D.C. when I was there. And as well, all of you may or may not know, because I'm presuming now that there's new listeners tuning in. People have been referred to this, so they may not know historically what banking has done to the United States and so forth. So with that, because I know some of you have been referred to this, college students I know are listening a lot more. I thank you for your calls as well regarding that. Parents who have referred your students, children, to me. Thank you for that. I think it's important that both the parents and the students of this particular catastrophe that we're living in the credit card world work together. Parents, understand that your children, when they enter college, 9 times out of 10, they will be assaulted by the credit card companies in some form or another. And they'll make it so enticing that your kid probably will be sucked into that just by mere default, because of the what they do is essentially hit the campuses, show up with the freshmen, tell them they're going to give them a small line of credit at $500, and then they've kind of got them in for life there. So, because usually they know at that particular point that that kid is going to keep that credit card because they're going to party, they're going to need something extra, they're going to watch TV, they're going to order something on the web, they're going to, and there's money to be made there, obviously. So I want to thank everybody, the teachers, professors, students that have emailed or called. Yes, we are moving forward. And today I want to get into, again, for new listeners, we're going to talk about freedom to fascism a little bit, and I'm going to get into the credit card program that we do here and what to expect and some other stuff as well. Okay, we'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, we are back. Just want to let everybody know, if you got a pen available or whatever, you can remember, here are the numbers for you to call in. Guys, girls, everybody, students, I still haven't heard one person that's called and said, yeah, I used cash for 48 hours and pull it off. Not one person has stepped up to the plate for that. I didn't realize it would be so difficult for people to use cash for 48 hours, but I guess we're in bigger trouble than I thought. Telephone numbers for you to call in is 800-313-9443. Call in. I want to hear your story. I want to hear what the credit card companies have done. And feel free to say the bank as well. We're not censoring here in terms of who they are. So we're talking Capital One, American Express, Fleet, MBNA, all of them. All of them are in the same boat and playing the same game on you and have done so for a long time. However, now, some of you, like I mentioned, are new listeners, so you want to check out this movie. It's the good starting place for if you've just been referred to the show or somebody's told you about this show, Cashflow. You want to go and get yourself a copy of Freedom to Fascism. And I'm also going to give a number out here where you can order it as well. It's extremely cheap. I don't know the exact cost, but it's very, very minimal. Freedom to Fascism. You can call 800-724-2719. That was directed by Aaron Russo. I knew him pretty well before he passed away. I actually went to his premiere in Beverly Hills on Wilshire Boulevard, actually, and met with him. And we had a very strong connection because he was very interested in what I was having to say about all the court cases that I'd have been involved with or heard about or had access to that were going on in the U.S. all over the place. Most of the cases that are in civil court in the U.S. right now are all credit card related, believe it or not, from people that are defaulted or getting sued by the credit card companies because they just couldn't hack it anymore and couldn't handle it because of good old George Bush's passing that law way back when about not being able to do Chapter 7s on credit cards. It changed the entire playing field for everybody and has ruined a lot of lives and caused a lot of heartache and so forth. So, to remedy that, when I was talking to Aaron Russo prior to, I didn't really know the how serious his illness was, but I told him over the phone numerous times that I was going to continue on and I was going to be going after the credit card companies in a fashion where everybody could get on board because this is not working for anybody at all dealing with the credit card companies. So, get a copy of Freedom to Fascism. Again, the number is 1-800-724-2719, and you can order your copy there. Get yourself one. Get yourself a friend. They're great stocking stuffers. Pass them out to your friends, students, everybody. Everybody you know should get a copy of this because I don't think there's any university right now that's really actually addressing what's actually going on with the Federal Reserve and our money system because it's, you know, it's too painful for starters. And also it's collapsing, the housing market as well as individual, people that have their own credit card accounts or just can't keep up with it at any more at all. In the past 7 years when I've been dealing with this, the most I've had people come in, had a guy come in on $450,000 of credit card debt. And he managed to get through all of that. And he's obviously living a completely different life now. But the good place to start for those of you that are so resistant to the concept that you've been had is Freedom to Fascism. Get a copy. Also, if you go to your video store, you can get a copy of Maxed Out the Movie. That's about the credit card industry as well, though it does not entail the infrastructure of the banking system and the fact that they don't loan you any money and the whole thing's a scam. But it does cover what the credit card industry has done to consumers, including the suicides that have occurred because of credit card debt. That's extremely serious. Anybody that is in that position, you guys need that person, male, female, whatever, you need to call me yesterday. If you're in that position and it's that painful for you to deal with and you're at wit's end, you can't pay your bills, you're wondering how you're going to eat, you've got the holidays coming up, the whole thing, you need to call me at 877-331-0626 because you do not need to none of it's worth it. Your life is not – it's way of more value than you possibly imagine. And with this particular thing that they have done to you, you realize in about 15, 20 minutes after I speak with you that it really isn't worth anything getting upset about at all because they had you and designed it a long time ago. Now, for those of you that know about this program with Brad Daly and CMS – you can call the following number, which is essentially it's a 12-minute overview which explains how the process works. You can also go to the November 1st broadcast we had with him where we had Brad Daly on, John was on, as well as two clients of his that called in that explained what they went through and so forth and how it worked for them. November 1st, check out the archives. You can hear that. For those of you that want to hear how it works now, you can call the following number, which is 1-888-213-7655. Again, it's 1-888-213-7655. After you listen to that, you pretty much will understand how it works and what to expect. Now, the most difficult part for everybody is wrapping their head around the issue with what are you going to do? Because as John has so expertly put in his explanation, the Shawshank syndrome could not be more true. I have dealt with some people that are going nowhere, cannot do anything, or in complete financial gridlock, and refuse to make a move. Again, like I mentioned to you a long time ago, if you want to change your life, you're going to have to change what's happening inside of you and your relationship to the problem in itself, or at least look at it from a different perspective angle. Because of those of you that have gotten to this point and you've heard about the show or somebody's referred you, this may be new information. So you're going to have to stack up the info, because all of you are negating the truth about it. I find that a lot is when people hear the truth about it, they get really upset, they blame you, and then they don't talk to you ever again. I've had that happen many times, and that's just pure cognitive dissonance. It's a reaction to the truth being put forth to somebody in their face. I know some of you have dealt with that because I've talked to you over the phone. You've told people, listen, this credit card thing is a total, absolute lie, and here's how it works. And once you've told them, they've kind of listened, and since you're your friend, they've listened to you, and then they've turned their head and go, oh, well, thanks a lot, we'll see you later. No, those type of people, you probably need some extra ammo to throw at them to deal with this particular issue. Like, again, there's the other movie, In Debt We Trust. In Debt We Trust was directed by Danny Schechter, and it goes into the entire problem even more so. It's interesting because you've got three huge movies that came out, all interrelated, all show different perspectives, but each succeeding one gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the debt issue and people's personal lives, because I know for a lot of you, the debt issue isn't really an issue until it's at your doorstep. Then it's a problem. But when you're watching it on TV and then you don't think it's related to you at all, but it actually is, because you're participating in it just by using the credit cards. And a lot of you, most of you, when you hit about, what I found is people at about 20, 25,000, that's it for them. They're never going to pay that off ever again. I talked to, somebody over the weekend down in, San Diego area actually, and they've been paying on a school loan for 10 years and hadn't paid off any of the principal, and it was well into six figures, and they're like going nowhere. And this person was in their 50s, and I'm like, what are you doing? To me, if it's that much of a problem, it's been going on for that long, you're not living, you're just existing. Most people I know that's in credit card debt, they're just existing. They're not really living at all. They're very, very controlled by what they spend, where they go, who they spend time with, everything. And, you know, that gets old after a while, everybody. I think all of us have had enough of that crap, because the credit card companies and what they've done to this country and your lives, you don't even know the half of it. Personally, I know for some of you, yeah, there's emotional attachment. I know it's broken up marriages. I've had people on the brink of collapse of marriages, and I have people that are divorced and that are fighting back and forth because of this credit card debt. And I've had people that were going to get divorced, and then when they found out the truth about the credit cards, they decided not to, because they knew that the debt or alleged debt was never there in the first place. And all those feelings they had between each other, they didn't really need to have them at all, because they don't exist. The debt doesn't exist. As I mentioned, there's never, ever, ever been a court case in the United States where the plaintiff, hence Citibank, one of those credit card companies, have proven in a court of law that they actually loan money. Now, with that, and all of the information that I've mentioned here before with John, and the material that's very public that you can have access to right now, you can find out what's going on with the credit company. The greatest gift you are ever going to give yourself in life, or the gifts you're going to give to yourself, that would be this, education, this information, and this way for you to start a new chapter in your life. The thing about I've had orders come through, and I've helped people already, but the most important part for all of you is you need to start visualizing prosperity, wealth consciousness, because wealth is just merely a state of mind. And all of you, the states of mind that you've been in have been based upon the fact that you don't have enough. You don't have enough. That's why you use credit cards. It's a self-esteem thing. So we will be back right after this. I'm going to get into a little bit of that, because that's the whole key to everything.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay. Back to what I was saying here. The credit card issue is completely – the reason you got into the problem in the first place is, one, it's by design. Second of all, it has to do with self-esteem, because using credit cards, it's like training you to have no self-esteem at all. It's like low self-esteem theater in THX. And when you start using credit cards, because of the fact that everything's about tomorrow, it's about, well, I'll pay it later. And most of the time, people are using credit cards, they don't have the money anyway, because they're waiting for tomorrow to get their checks. And most of the time, when they've started using the credit card, again, it's like Vegas, they don't see the relationship between the money that's in their hand, that's leaving their hand and giving it to somebody else and actually getting something. That's gone. Like in Vegas, you take your cash and you turn it into chips or whatever, and you start using that. It's much easier to lose chips than watch $100 bills move across the craps table. Hence, using the credit card conditions you to alter your timelines about your relationship between money, because everything is not done now. It's done the day after now, or later, or sometimes 30 days, depending on when your bill comes in. Some people pay everything at once when it comes in. 99% of people do not. And the credit card game is strictly about your self-esteem and your emotions as related to what you spend. Of course, the media does not help you at all when you're going through that, because you're just blasted with television images, credit card applications, spend, think big. You know, Donald Trump just came out with his new book called Think Big and Kick Ass. And I'm like, I haven't read the book, but I saw the title when I was walking down the street, and I'm like, I might have to get a copy of that to see what he means by that. I mean, he's a money guy, so what does that mean in an economy where their economy is falling to pieces and there is no money, and we've been basically the whole country's been raped by the international bankers? So I'm going to have to check up on that. If anybody's read that, give me a call. I want to know what that's about. Now, I want to go back historically just to give you an example of the type of stuff the banks come with when you argue. All of you will never have to deal with any of this. I'm just telling you, I'm reporting to you what I've seen, because all the banks, every single one of them, I've seen all of their form letters. In fact, I have them all categorized from everything from Capital One to American Express, Citibank. And all these letters are designed to do one thing. They're designed to intimidate you. They're designed to disrupt whatever arguments you have in your mind about them. And they're designed to be totally impersonal, because all of these are form letters. They're sent out when anybody asks any questions about anything, especially with Citibank, because they're the absolute worst. But this one is from Capital One. And what I find interesting about this one is how many times they use the word you in this. Many times. And this is somebody that wrote something into a letter to Capital One asking, okay, I don't see where you loan me anything, so please explain that. This is, I'll read it. We are in receipt of your correspondence dated February 25, 2002, in regard to your Capital One account. Despite your claims, the bank's position is that it has a valid contract with you for the amounts you owe and reserve the right to take any appropriate actions in the event that you fail to pay the balance and owed on that account. That's nice. How are you? Okay. We'll just start off with that first. After reviewing your letter, we do not accept the terms of your proposed settlement. As of March 16, 2002, your account balance was such and such. Please be advised that this balance may not be the final amount due for your account, because they're going to add on late interest payments, whatever it is. Please contact our office for payoff amount. In other words, that they want somebody did something like it's called an accord and satisfaction with this particular account, and they laid down the terms because they decided, since if they're going to be settling, they're going to decide what they're going to pay. That's why it's called a settlement. And when they do an accord and satisfaction, you lay out the terms of the settlement, you send in the check, and if they cash the check, it's binding in terms of whatever it is that you've agreed to. Now, then they go on to say, we have enclosed for review a copy of your original application as well as a copy of your customer agreement. Like, you're idiots here. If we wanted that, we could have got it online. And number two, they don't even know what the customer agreement is. In the first place, they can't explain it. They never have. I've never found one person on this entire planet that's been able to explain the customer agreement and what that means to you when you get it. It's impossible. Not even Harvard law professors understand what it is. If you go back and you listen to or watch Maxed Out, there's an attorney in I believe she's at Harvard. She can't even explain it. Go back and check that out. Okay, we got a caller, Jesse in Montana. Go ahead.
Hi.
Jesse, you there?
Yes, James. How are you today?
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
Great, buddy. Hey, you know, I've been hearing you talk about this 48 hours use of cash thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thought
I'd... Did you do it? Did you pull it off?
Oh, man, I've used cash exclusively for so many years, I don't even think about it anymore.
Good. See, when you do it nonstop, it's just like normal, right?
Well, it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
You never have to worry about balancing a checkbook if you're not
using it great?
For anything but a single major thing, you know, like pay your mortgage, pay your rent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You always know how much money you've got to spend.
Right. You're your own accountant. You know exactly what's going on. You know, you're probably when you buy stuff, do you, because you're using cash, does it change what you want?
It can in circumstances, yes.
Okay, hang on, Jesse. We're just going to take a break here. We'll be right back with you. Stand by.
Okay, brother.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a maybe to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okie dokie, we're back with Jesse. Jesse, you still there?
You betcha, James.
All right, Jesse, I'm so glad you called. I want you to say for our audience what it's like to use cash again. And also, how long have you've been doing that your whole life? I mean,
I've used cash. I have a checking account, and Catherine and I use our checking account to pay major expenditures, you know, things like a mortgage or rent, you know, that kind of stuff. But for everyday purchases, when you go to the store, use cash. Absolutely. Do you want to be, you know, tracked and tagged like a cow?
Right. And that's another good reason there as well.
Privacy is sacred.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good point to bring up too that I've not brought up is the fact when you're using cash, you're not leaving tracks. In this an electronic environment where we live in, just about everything that you do leaves an electronic footprint. So that's another good thing, Jesse, that you brought up right there. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. My purchases are my business. Mm-hmm. And I don't need somebody to have a running record of my preferences in whatever it is I happen to purchase. It's none of their business.
Right.
When
you've used cash, because I've talked to people outside the show and I've watched on TV that right now there's a major commercial campaign with Visa right now to condition the public to when you take cash out that there's something wrong with you doing that. like, do you do? I don't know where you do. You live in a small town in Montana, or
no,
are you in a big part?
We're in Missoula, James. It's a fair sized metropolitan area.
So do people react unusually when you pull out cash?
No, they don't. But you know, the money changers would sure like us to feel that way.
Right. Absolutely. That's what they want.
I've watched those same ads that you talk about. I picked it out instantaneously that it was an anti-cash ad.
Right.
And you bet, if they can condition the masses to want to use electronic money, it just makes their job easier to take away cash, turn us into a cashless society, and then totally, totally control us.
There's absolutely
no justification for this type of thinking. The Founding Fathers gave us cash for a reason. They said that our money would be gold and silver, and of course that was changed illegally.
Right.
But
you got it.
We as a people, you know, we're not stupid. We know that we have cash and it's there for us to use. If you want the freedom of cash.
Freedom. There you go. Freedom,
and
everybody.
Reach out and take it.
Absolutely. Great. Hey, I'm so glad you called, Jesse. I've been waiting for somebody to come in and step up to the plate, and you did it.
Well, there's another thing. Now, a lot of our listeners are good brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we need to look at something in our Bible about exactly what you and John are teaching.
Oh yeah, it's in
these
there.
Credit cards.
It's in there for those people that want to take the time out. Oh, it's in there for sure.
These credit card companies represent the money changers.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one very distinct scene in the Bible where our Lord Jesus Christ got mad enough to take the time to braid a scourge and drive them from the temple.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't ask them politely to leave.
No.
He threw them out on their ear.
Yeah.
And this is something...
Boy, I would love that to happen right now.
Well, this is something that we need to reach out and take. And take it to heart. I got rid of credit cards a long time ago, James, but I know exactly what you and John are talking about because I went through it.
There you go. Thanks,
you
Jesse, for calling in and letting us know about that. It's real important.
You are speaking the truth, and we as Christians need to understand that this is not a bad thing you're asking people to do. It's the right thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Jesse, for calling in. Appreciate it. Much appreciated for that. Everybody that has inquired about this credit card situation in your current lives, for me, I've had people saying, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Because to me, I think when you come here and you start on this life, that everybody has dreams, pursuits, and things they want to do and move forth with and so forth. And those are eliminated, essentially, when you get into a situation with these credit cards. Unwittingly, I don't think people plan on ruining their lives then with credit cards. But what happens is their dreams, their goals that they want to do, things that they plan to do with their life are totally removed. They can't do that anymore once you have that credit card debt. But yet society says if you're not using them, you can't get the apartment, you can't get the house, you can't. It's completely, totally insane how they've set it up. It's like use, lose, don't use, still lose type of thing. And that's just not going to work. So I want to get back to this thing that Capital One wrote back to this guy that had a problem with his account and was trying to settle it, actually. Now, remember, if you're settling an account, and this is just an example, this for all of you that have credit card problems, you're never going to have to deal with this because that was then and this is now. This gentleman that tried to do this was charged when he started asking questions on paper to the Capital One account. In other words, he went into settlement arrangements. They're supposed to freeze the account at that point when it's under investigation, but they didn't. They charged interest. They charged late payments. They charged everything on this guy. He tried to settle it. They rejected his settlement. It went to court. He disputed it in court. And the plaintiff, meaning the bank, actually lost on this case because the fact that he tried to settle it out of court, mentioned that to the judge, and then through some various motions and so forth, the other side declined and he got out of the entire thing. But this is one of about 60 form letters that I have, all from everybody from First USA, American Express, Citibank. Citibank, they don't really pay attention to what they do when they correspond with people. Because, like I said, I mentioned to somebody on the phone this week that called in that's got credit card debt, and they think that somebody is on the other side of the desk at Capital One looking at their account in front of them and knows their history and they have a relationship and they actually care about them. No, there's millions and millions and millions and millions of credit card cases. They don't know who you are. They don't know what you are. They don't know anything about you. They don't care either. You're a number on the screen, as you well know, because some of you experienced it. Some of you called in. You complained to your credit card companies. You've done this wrong. You've done this wrong. Why are you waiting for my interest rate? And they can press a button and just eliminate whatever charge is on there. So they have the power to do that. So don't think that they don't, because they do. Because a friend of mine who uses credit cards but pays everything off every month makes an effort to make sure that he complains every single month about something. And if he doesn't have anything, he calls me and I tell him something to say. So he makes sure he keeps his interest rate low, and also so he gets deals that they're offering and puts them against the line, because he spends a lot on there. But he's just doing a game with them because he's spending a lot on his credit cards. But he already he has the cash, and then he pays them off in full, and then he complains to them about their service, which is great, I think. So now this is a letter that came from Citibank. Again, this doesn't apply to anybody that's dealing with the issues now. This is just an example of how they correspond with people that ask questions. Okay? Okay. Your recent correspondence has been forwarded for a review. The extension of credit you were given through the use of your Citibank credit card constitutes an extension of credit under federal law. Federal law defines a loan and extension of credit as all direct or indirect advances of funds to a person made on the basis of any obligation of that person to repay the funds, 12 U.S.C. 24, which is the legal code. By the use of your Citibank credit card, you agree to the terms of the Citibank agreements, which specifically state that they are governed by federal and South Dakota law. Furthermore, the federal court system recognizes this type of communication is immaterial and legally frivolous. Then it quotes a court case, U.S. versus Portkoff, 899F, section 792. Now, most people, when they get this, when they got this, should I say, years ago, they thought, oh, well, they're right, I'm wrong. And then when they actually go and research that particular case, U.S. versus Portkoff, that's a tax law case. It has nothing to do with credit cards. And when I first heard this, I checked with another guy because we're researching it. And I'm like, so they don't even know what they're putting in the letters. They're putting a tax law, which has nothing to do with why this person sent this letter out. Again, it was a form letter out sent in response to somebody disputing some particular things on their credit card agreement. Now, Citibank, being the most aggressive of all of them, doesn't listen to anybody. They sue everybody. They're very aggressive. They don't do what they say they're going to do. And they're probably the leaders of the scum of the entire operation, as far as I'm concerned. Probably after that would be MBNA. Citibank, MBNA, and Discover are the most aggressive scumbags of the credit card companies that exist out there. Now, just to reiterate, all of that you'll never have to deal with ever in terms of getting rid of your credit card debt. When you do, you're transferring the debt over to CMS. And again, as I mentioned, you need to call 888-213-7655 and listen to the overview on how that works so you can familiarize yourself with not only the way it works but your education too. Now, all these form letters that I have from NextCard, Wells Fargo, MBNA, all of that stuff, these are sent out in mass to millions and millions and millions of people. And one thing that I wanted to bring up that I saw in the past that all of you would be real surprised to hear about is these court cases, when they show up, and that's not going to happen to you because you're not going to court, but for the people in the past that have gone to court, 9 times out of 10, the plaintiff that's representing the bank have no idea in the world what the actual case is, because when they send out, when they serve people, they're usually cookie cutter lawsuits, especially with credit card local attorneys that are in the collection game. They have a kind of blueprint complaint that they send out to people, and it's standard, because when I saw lawsuits with the same attorneys, it was always the same case. They just changed the numbers around in there. But point being is, by the time they get to court, they don't have any idea what's going on, because they're used to the public being very submissive, and as soon as the person gets served, they settle, which is why they went to law school and why they got their bar card, because it's easy money. You just threaten people, scare them. Most of them are ignorant, and then they fall, and then they get a settlement for doing nothing. But when they do a court case, they got to spend money, go to court, got to appear, they got to follow procedure, da-da-da-da. Most of the time, they have no idea in the world what most people are arguing in court in first place, especially when they're arguing issues having to do with the creation of money, because no judge is going to rule on that. Point being, most of the credit card companies or the lawyers that represent them at that point, because it's usually, it takes a while to get sued, and that was a thing of the past, they have no idea what these cases mean. They don't even read them. They have no clue in the world. And I tried to mention that to people many years ago, and they take it very personally. Credit card companies don't take you personally at all. Not one bit. Ever. They never have. So it's important for all of you to realize that when you're dealing with them now and you've had enough, you really don't want to be in that game anymore and you want to reconstruct your life, you need to call this number and seriously consider it and get it done. The number, 877-331-0626. Again, the number for calling in today, if you would like to and share your story, is 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. Now, you just heard from Jesse. Jesse from Montana has been using cash the entire time. He knows what's up. He understands it. He's even mentioned from his perspective that John and I are saying exactly the truth, and that is dead on, exactly right. Listen, I've had people from very, very wealthy bankers that I know personally, movie industry people, actors, artists, they all agree that the banking system in this country, it is over. The credit card industry has destroyed this nation. It's destroyed families. It's destroyed the self-esteem. It's destroyed marriages, friendships, businesses, you name it. And all of that has got to end. As I mentioned with John, my goal here is to take this show, take it on a larger level, and aim it towards the college students and the professors and people in learning institutions where you're supposed to actually you pay for an education, and what you pay for is to be a robot when you get out. We want the colleges and the students to ask and, in fact, demand that these credit card companies get off the campus and never show their face ever again. And part of what we're going to do here is we're going to slowly start integrating into the colleges, because I've been corresponding with Southern California colleges out here about dealing with that issue. And nobody likes the credit card companies, yet they are still there with their, you know, invested into whatever schools that are in the Southern California area that I know about, where these college campuses are just invaded by the bankers because nobody's got any money. See, look, this is the part that's the most atrocious of it all. You guys went to high school, had a great time, you go to college, they're supposed to be the best years of your life, you're figuring out what you're going to do with your life, going into a career. Some of you have got school loans. Some of you agree that, you know, I got a school loan, I'm going to pay that off, fine. But you didn't think that you'd go in, have a school loan, and come out with $30,000 of credit card debt. and there goes your life. Because you get out of that prison, and then you enter a different prison, meaning the prison of, like a lot of people call it, the Matrix or whatever. But to me, all of the triggers and the keys to the whole thing are already inside of you. As long as you understand that there's no debt, and you take the feelings that you've had for years associated with that debt, which is all made up because it's not really there, and move your life forward. Because credit card debt in the United States has destroyed us. It's destroyed the family, friends, colleagues, workplace, you name it. It's done all of that. So this show was designed to eliminate the entire thing, right, starting from the colleges. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, we are back. It is Friday, and I want to make sure that everybody that has received, because I know they're sending these class action lawsuit settlement things out to just probably millions and millions and millions of people. I would suggest anybody that's receiving something from, it's not going to come to you certified or registered via mail. It's going to come in mass mail. And the reason why it's coming in mass mail is because they're hoping that, some of you engage and take some of these settlement offers that they're asking for in this class action lawsuit. This thing I mentioned yesterday is from the U.S. District Court in Philadelphia, and it's about having a class action lawsuit where they're settling $336 million. So I will tell you what the settlement is and suggest that all of you not participate in anything that they've sent you in terms of this at all, because of the fact they're going to use your information, and since you've received, if you accept the settlement, I'm pretty sure that it's going to lead to some type of trap. And I have not talked to the attorneys who did this settlement, but I'll tell you what the settlement is about. The settlement includes certain agreements relating to disclosure on billing statements and other documents about foreign transaction pricing, including foreign transaction fees. And the defendants have agreed to create a settlement fund of $336 million to pay valid claims, attorney's fees and expenses, and the cost of administering the settlement and notice. The plaintiffs will also ask the court for up to $350,000 in service awards from the settlement fund on behalf of 20 class representatives for their efforts on behalf of the classes. The defense do not waive any right that they may have to arbitrate your claim if you opt out of the settlement or if the settlement does not become final. Okay, so they're going to send these out to everybody. I got one. It's basically for anybody that has a Visa or MasterCard or has ever had one ever in their life between the dates of basically in the last 10 years. If you've used your credit card in a foreign country between February 1st, 96 to November 8th, 2006, you're going to get one of these things in the mail. I would not accept it. I would use this thing as turn it into a fire, burn it, recycle it, do whatever you do, because this is useless, and you don't even want to mess with this because of the fact it did not come to you certified or registered. So that means there's a trick to this whole thing, especially if it has to do with credit cards and settlement. So please make sure if you get this in the mail, do not fill it out. Trash it immediately. This is probably going to get you into trouble because of the fact that bare minimum, they're going to find out your new address if you've moved and your new information, and then just going to bombard you with more paperwork and et cetera, et cetera. And the last thing you need, especially if you're getting rid of your credit cards, is to leave a track of what you're doing and where you're going. Like Jesse mentioned before, one of the great things about paying cash is it doesn't leave a trace to everything. It's done right there at that moment, that second. You don't have a transaction. Say you were Vons 5 minutes ago and you went to this store and you went to all the behavior patterns that spending shows you on credit cards, those will be eliminated. You'll have privacy. Much, much better situation. So for everybody that is on the border of this credit card issue and what are they going to do, get rid of it, keep it, dump it, stare at it, whatever it is, now is your chance to get rid of it. You may call 888-213-7655. Listen to the overview there. I want everybody to have a great weekend. Spend cash if you have to, please. We'll see you all on Monday. Thanks again, everybody. And if you need to reach me, again, it's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Everybody have a great weekend.